It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day to have the long faces and be sad. It's not over yet. Think about it. The New York Mets have provided their fans a tremendous season, a shocking season, so much so that Game 5, BT, will be taking place today again out at Citi Field. I know the frustration and disappointment, and people are mad they spent the money and go out there and see these performances by the Mets getting their clocks cleaned in the last two games here at home and are down 3-1. But if anything, this team has earned the belief. I'm not saying you got to be illogical and irrational and just say, oh, the Mets are going to come back and win the World Series. But they could until it's over. Let's not write the Mets' funeral here. Let's not say that their season is done until it's done. It was ugly last night. We'll get into some of the details of that. But I don't think today is the day to be burying the Mets when they're not dead yet.
So basically, you want everybody to stop walking around work like a loser.
Yeah,
I get behind that a little bit. I can feel you
here's,
on that.
Here's the one difference.
Yeah.
This team has earned that.
Yeah.
This, like, think about it. We're in the NLC. I get why you did it last year with the Jets.
Uh-huh.
This team has earned, like, every time they were done, not like almost done, like it was going into last night's game. Done. Meaning in Milwaukee, down to two outs in the ninth inning. Nobody thought Pete Alonso, like, I mean, even to get to that point, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. But then Alonso hits that home run. Like, they were dead and they came back. And now it feels like they're dead. This is not the time, if you're a Met fan, to be giving up. Go out there today if you have the ticket. Like, the idea people would be like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go to the game. It's game five today. Get pumped up.
100%. You got to get pumped up. Now, listen, I said what I said yesterday, and I was messing around with the air, leaving the balloon, the sound that I made. And I stand by that. I obviously don't think the Mets will win the series, especially now the way, you know, last night, 10-2, 9-zip, 8-zip. But forget about all that stuff to your point for a minute. See, the problem is that the Dodgers are a machine.
Yeah.
They're a machine. And to beat a machine, the machine's either got to malfunction, and right now they're showing no signs of malfunctioning, or you've got to colossally overachieve, which the Mets are showing no signs of doing yet. Maybe that starts tonight.
Right,
maybe
okay.
It starts tonight.
Let me make a case to why it might.
I'm all ears. Let's go.
Here's the close to blind faith part, although there is some maybe merit to it. Pete Alonso in the past has been a productive player. You could reference the postseason at certain times. You could reference his career. He's done nothing. I mean, I don't want to see Pete walk. He's supposed to be hitting home runs.
So yep.
It is possible. Nimmo, who I thought had an awful at-bat last night with the bases loaded, did. I mean, he's check swinging and just uncharacteristic. I know he can't run and all that. And he beat out the ground ball, whatever. But Nimmo at least started to show some signs after that at-bat with nobody on. Getting some hits. So there's maybe some hope there. Lindor's been a beast. Vientos a beast. Those guys have to get it going, and maybe they could. Here's the better part of the reason why I think they have a chance. Because now, and maybe this is a fault of the Mets for making stupid decisions throughout the short series so far, now they're lined up to throw their best at the Dodgers pitching-wise. Where today it should be Peterson. I don't know about Senga out of the pen. But it should
probably
be Peterson to Stanek. To Diaz.
True.
That's it.
Okay.
Like, they haven't used Stanek and Diaz here.
I hear you.
And maybe that's their own fault. Like you said yesterday, hey, how come they aren't trying to use these guys and keep the games
when
closer?
When it was 2-0. Yeah, we talked about that. Sure.
And maybe in game three, that was a mistake that they made.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is it. Like, all hands on deck, and now they're lined up. And then you have Manaea behind this game five if there is a game six on Sunday night. So there is at least some reason for at least to believe a little bit mild optimism.
Well, I would say that there's a little bit more than mild optimism. You got to understand, the way I'm looking at this now, it's more emotionless than the Met fan. Because right. I'm not a Mets fan.
Right.
So I watched this, and yeah, for me, and I think even for Met fans who are objective, it's easy to see, you know, which team is more potent, which team is better. It's the Dodgers. But to Sal's point about putting away the shovels and not burying this team until they truly are dead, you know, one of the problems when you, well, problems might not be the right word, but I'll go with it here. One of the problems when you overachieve is that you begin to dream so big because it's so improbable,
right,
that if it does get derailed, the hurt's deeper because you put yourself in a vulnerable space as a fan. Like, you know, Mets are 0-5, Mets are 11 games under 500. If you gave the Met fan a contract, you know, at that point in the season, hey, listen, you're going to get to the NLCS against the Dodgers. Dodgers going to roast you. Dodgers going to smoke you. But you're going to get to the NLCS, and you're going to get some playoff games. Here you go. Some big moments. Lindor, Alonso in Milwaukee. Every Mets fan signing up for it. Problem is, but signing up with the knowledge that the Dodgers will steamroll you.
Right.
The problem is that, like, once you get there, even though, you know, pragmatically, when you sign that contract, like, just intellectually, you'd say, hell yeah, we're 11 under. It's supposed to be a rebuild and a Rossman assessment year.
Yeah.
And you'd be fine with that. But as the days tick away and the weeks tick away and the months tick away and the stories start to grow and the music and the OMG, and I'm not saying that's why they're winning at all, and the Grimace stuff and the other stuff and the energy and the My Girl and everything that's happening, you go to a place, understandably, I'd be right there with you if I'm a Met fan. You go there and you are basically taking your sporting heart and putting it on a table and running the risk of it having of it getting squashed and squished and broken into a million pieces. And that's the bad part. The good part is you're not dead yet.
Right. Well, and do you believe that the Mets fan believed that this team could beat the Dodgers the series going in?
Going in, yes.
Correct, which is why it's frustrating and why it hurts. But forget that for a second.
All
what's
right.
done is done. You have a game
Wash
five.
Wash your hands, Sal.
Yeah, well, you have a game.
Let's go.
No, don't let, we're sports fans. We're supposed to be illogical. Don't let logic and the fact that the Dodgers are really good and all those things, like the time to say, hey, you know what? The Mets had a good season even with the loss.
That's not yet.
It's not today.
Not yet.
And because this team earned it, they were so good and so resilient, they made us believe that anything was truly believe, that anything was possible. Truly believe. So they have earned that. If you're going to that game today, show them that support. If you're watching, now I got to be honest with you. Last night, I was so frustrated and so disappointed, I had to shut it off.
Legit. At what point?
7-0.
Gotcha.
Shut it off. Or 7-2, I should say. I'm trying to remember the exact moment. Maybe
10-2 final. It would have been 7-2, right?
Yeah, Marte flied out to right in, let's say, the 7th or 8th, whatever. I was like, I can't take it anymore. Legitimately, shut it off and put on The Sopranos. Like, I couldn't take it anymore.
Was it a good episode that you watched?
Yeah, I'm in season 5 right now.
Oh, you're up to 5. Okay, good.
Episode 2, I think, season 5. Yeah, Carmella's sleeping with the teacher.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, so I couldn't take it anymore. So I understand the pain and frustration. That one hurts. But now's not the time to bury this team because they've earned it. And there is reason to believe that maybe they can get back into this series. And Dodgers are a machine. Yes, they're not unbeatable.
Nope.
Mets beat them in game 2. Anything could happen out there. I don't think the series is as bad as it seems with the scores. The scores have been ugly.
I gotta push back on that. 25-2, the games they lost.
But I think there's circumstance behind that. Like, game 3 to me was a lot closer. Last night
was closer.
Game 3 was closer than it felt. But it ended 8-0, so that's ugly.
Either way, deficit is what it is.
Now, again, the Mets put themselves in the spot by bad decisions in game 1. If they didn't start Senga in game 1, and I don't want to hear their excuses, I think the excuses are pathetic. We got to that.
He's not pitching today, so thank God.
Right, but the point is, it's still a Senga / Peterson.
Well, maybe.
It should be Manaea today. It should be their best. Manaea should have pitched game 1, and then he'd be lined up to pitch today. Think about it. The Mets could go home today without having Manaea being used at all but once in this series. That's you can't have that happen.
That's a little tricky. So that would be tough to digest. I got you on that.
They've made some bad mistakes that put themselves in a bad predicament. However, it's not over yet. And if they could get one game at home, now all of a sudden you start to believe even more. With Manaea in game 6 and in game 7. I'm not trying to be irrational and blind and foolish.
I don't think you sound irrational.
We all buried this team. We left them for dead and buried. 0-5, 11 games under. They're not. This team, the one thing they've been is resilient when it's been looking like it was over. Now it looks and feels like it's over. It's not. Don't bury them yet.
Listen, I think they're the most resilient New York team I've ever seen. Honestly. When you look at the roster and you truly measure the talent and then you try to parallel that to the achievement, it doesn't match. It shouldn't match. It's improbable. It's highly improbable. It's nuts what the Mets have done. So you're right. You're right. Now, this is coming from the guy with the helium leaving the balloon. Forget about that stuff. What you do today is you walk into that stadium and you go absolutely bonkers, all right? First hit, first walk, first time the Dodger flies out the center in the first hit. Whatever it is, whatever the little thing that's going to help you regenerate. And at the end of today, if it's not what you want, and in my opinion, unfortunately, it probably won't be. But when you get there, you stand up and you applaud and you respect and you acknowledge, you genuflect the season and that team, that what they just gave you. Not over yet.
Yeah, that's
not
the point.
Over yet, dude.
That's the point.
I thought the Yanks were going to sweep the Red Sox
right
years ago. Worst collapse in the history of baseball. Up 3-0.
Correct.
I get it.
It's
not over yet.
There's plenty of time to talk about the offseason when it's the offseason. It's a game day. Game 5 of the NLCS that nobody thought was even possible this year. Try to at least take that in. If you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Adam is in Staten Island. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, BT, you just said what I was going to say. You know, we've seen every permutation of a comeback, including the 3-0 Boston series against the Yankees. So to say they're out of it, especially if you're a Mets fan, listen, if the Mets would have won 2 games out of 3 at home, we certainly wouldn't be saying the Dodgers are out of it, having to win 2 in a row
mm-hmm.
in L.A. So, you know what? Let's get this win today, and then it's 2 in a row in L.A. We could do it. Why not? And if you and listen, if we don't do it, then, you know, you applaud the team. Right now, as a fan, of course you want to win. So you can't, see past the fact that we should be able to win.
Yeah.
But you know what? They've overachieved completely. So, you know, if they get knocked out, then you can acknowledge that. But until then, I don't see why we can't come back and win this series.
I think that's the point, Adam. And thank you for the call. And by the way, it's not even about, we can come back and win. It's just about you're in it. You're in the series now. The wrong attitude is to be defeated to a point where I don't even want to go today. I heard somebody call Boomer Geo.
I heard some of that, too. That's pathetic.
It's game 5.
That's sad.
Why'd you
it's
be lucky?
It's sunny out.
Yeah.
It's October baseball. It's your team. Stop.
Game 5 of the NLCS where nobody thought. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home today and I'm going to enjoy watching a National League Championship Series with the team that I grew up rooting for in it. And then I'm going to follow that down by watching the Yankees in the American League Championship. We'll get to the Yankees coming up.
Well, I got to correct you for a second. You're going to watch the Mets, by the way, in the new hoodie that Mommy sent to you. Very nice. Mama Lucana getting
Lindor
in the spirit
Mets
there.
Hoodie. Yeah.
That's a sweet. I can tell it was brand new. It's actually a good look. So Sal's going to sit down, root on his Mets and watch the Mets and hope they do damage. And he said he's going to sit down and watch the Yankees. You missed a word. He's going to sit down and watch the Yankees and hope that they lose. And we'll get to that later.
We will get to that coming up in just a minute.
I know what you're thinking, dude.
I'll explain why in a second. Hillary's calling from Queens. What's up, Hillary?
How you doing, guys? It's so nice to meet you.
Hey.
I love your show. I am the 11 and under Met fan.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm in it, you know, to the end. I love these guys. I almost cry when they're not doing well.
I don't know what that...
11 and under fan. I'm a fan from 11 and under. When I was getting texts from people telling me they suck, you know, and I'm like, I love them.
She never abandoned them. When they were 11 games under 500.
Oh, I got you.
That's right. I'm the 11 and under fan, yeah. So, you know, I'm here for it. I want them to win. Whatever happens. They did have a great year, and they're going to be talked about forever, you know. And I'm here for it. Let's go Mets. I really want them to do something tonight, but if they don't, I'm going to love them tomorrow. and I'm ready for spring.
Well, I can't promise that,
Hillary.
Ready
for spring or
ready for
Thanksgiving? Spring.
If they don't, you're going to love them tomorrow. I can't promise that.
Yeah, that's different. That's
when the season is over, well, it'll be a different story. Yeah. I don't think today is the day to have that defeatist attitude. Like, it is so rare, BT, in sports. I don't care what team it is. Yankees, Giants, whatever, who have been the most successful teams in this town. It is so rare. We had this with the Knicks in the postseason. It's so rare that you get here, especially for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it. You're in the, and especially this year coming out of nowhere, you're in the National League Championship Series. Enjoy it while you can, because it might be over tonight. It might be. We don't know, but it might be. Enjoy it while you can. Don't go in with a defeatist attitude.
You asked me before, you know, did I think Met fans thought that they would win the series or had a really good chance to win the series going in? My answer was yes, right? I do think that going into last night, the Met fans still had a pretty strong conviction that they can win the series. As much as, you know, you more than me, because you're a Mets fan, but me certainly understanding you're not dead till you're dead.
Right.
So I'm with you. I do feel like, it doesn't mean you shouldn't go. I do feel like the Met fan at this point doesn't really think they could beat this team.
100%. But I also think the Met fan didn't really think that this team before the year would be a legitimate playoff team. Didn't really think this team would beat the Brewers after if Sal Frelick hit that home run.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't really think they were going to come back and beat the Phillies after Zach Wheeler was mowing them down. And I don't know how about they felt about the series there. Now, there were reasons to believe along the way after Lindor's home run, after Alonso hits that home run, the confidence started to go up and up and up, and then there was maybe an expectation or true belief. And you're right. So much so, going into this series,
mm-hmm.
the expectation was, yeah, I know the Dodgers are great, but who cares? The Mets have knocked down every dragon in their way. So why not now? And I agree with you that the feeling now is you want to believe, but deep down it's like, yeah, they can't do it again. We can't expect it. But that's when this team has been at their best, just when you felt that it was really, truly coming to an end, that's when they've responded. Don't give up hope yet. There'll be plenty of time to talk about their demise and their funeral and their offseason.
And the offseason plans.
And why it went
wrong.
Sure. Today's not
today.
That day.
You know, I'm happy you brought up Frelick's name because it's so, I mean, it's not that long ago, but it seems like it is. You know, think about the moments that they've given you since the Frelick home run. Think about how many nights days you've spent at work saying, all right, 5 hours before I get home and I get to watch my Mets, 3 hours before I get home and I get to watch my Mets.
Yeah.
Think about the moments they've already provided you. No, and by the way, at the end of the day, I know it might feel that today on the stage, a couple of calls here, and I know Gio's been a little, although he's up today, I do think that by first pitch, maybe like me with the Jets and the Steelers on Sunday night, there will be a regeneration. And I believe the Met fan will be ready to fight tonight. I do. They will be there, and they will not be solemn, and they will not be, they will be foaming at the mouth to get that second win.
We will continue with your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019. We will also get to the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, okay.
Yankees, when we come back. What a game that was, BT. Yankees all of a sudden find themselves in a series. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here. You said, like, I was going to be rooting for the Yankees to lose. Do you know what it is? Because I don't hate the Yankees anymore, but I found myself yesterday.
And I don't hate the Mets. I just feel like sometimes you make me have to hate the Mets.
Correct.
The Yankees win wasn't impressive enough. I hear it enough. I'm like, damn it, I got to start going against this guy's team.
Well,
I don't even want to.
That's what I think. I don't hate the Yankees. I hate your Yankee fan arrogance. So I'm going against the Yankees because of you yesterday. I was like, I can't stand if the Yankees win this game and deal with BT tomorrow. So a part of me was happy that it happened because of you. But I don't hate the Yankees. Hey, what a freaking game. It was looking like an all-time Yankee win, and then all of a sudden the Yankees bullpen, which has been their strength, gave it back.
We were talking about that before the show. It went from an all-time, you know, maybe make a Yankeeography off of this thing if it bags number 28 with the Judge. By the way, Judge and Stanton, both two strikes. I mean, the entire situation, very well. If they win that, I think they crush them today. They sweep them. Instead, we have a series, but... You know, the Yankees, to me, and I said this to Sal yesterday, I'm like, I think Weaver's great. I think he's got sick stuff, a little Mariano light. But I did want to see what that Ramirez home run did to him. I wasn't sure, and he was still pretty filthy to get that nasty check swing at the end of the inning.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, his stuff is still there. And then it was 3-2, and even the broadcaster's like, you got to challenge him. You can't just nibble with a sled. If he turns one around, he's still up a run. Hey, listen, last night was tough. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I went from thinking broom, think rest all the arms, let the Mets and Dodgers beat each other up, come in, gloat, have a little fun with you, especially if you guys get knocked around, which you did. And it went from that to not fear, but now an alert, like a heightened awareness that if the Yankees aren't on point the first few innings today, well, then things can start to change. I still feel good. But last night was a tough. I'd be lying if I said last night was not tough. Last night was tough.
Here's why I think it was even tougher, because you said, okay, well, if it stuck, you were going to say break out the broom. That was a type of moment that we've all been waiting for from Aaron Judge.
Yep.
That was it. I was actually listening to it on the way home, and I'm like, all right, here we go. This is it. This is the moment. You got the best closer against the best hitter. The Yankees need them trailing here. Like, Alonso's had his moments. Lindor's had his moments. Stan's had his moments. You needed your guy to deliver. And he did. Gives me goosebumps thinking about it. That's the moment. And then they followed it up with Giancarlo Stanton.
With going two strikes deep, as well.
Which was incredible, because even John and Susan were talking about it and saying, oh, well, Class A, you know, what are they going to do now? The Guardians have no more pitchers left. And I'm thinking, well, it's a tie game. So Cleveland could score a run in the bottom of the eighth and use Class A to come back out in the ninth. And then before I could even really finish my thought process while listening, boom, Stanton goes deep.
Yeah.
And now you're thinking, oh my God, the Yankees, this is an incredible one for the ages. So kind of like what we saw with the Mets here. This is their kind of remarkable win. And then Weaver gives it up with a no doubt absolute freaking bomb. And I will say that the Ramirez home run, I didn't think it was a big deal at the stadium, but now it's two. And this one was a killer. Like, they at least won the other game.
Oh, no question.
So now we're going to find out.
And he can't pitch today. He's exhausted.
We're going to find out now if he's a closer. And by the way, would they go back to Holmes today?
I think he's going to pitch. Back to who?
Holmes today, too?
I mean, I wouldn't go back to Holmes. No, I...
Which is a problem.
I don't know what the heck they're going to do. That's something maybe we get into a little later. Yeah. Like, how do they configure the rotation?
Because the bullpen...
The structure just out of the bullpen today.
Because not the day for that with Luis Hill starting, who you think is going to be what? The guy hasn't pitched in a month or whatever.
Does he give you more than 75? And if he has a troublesome first inning where he's a little, not rattled, but where he's missing the zone, he very well might walk off. Even with no runs, he might throw 22, 25 pitches in the first inning. At that point... But it also changes what the Guardians are going to do because right. they tapped into their bullpen as well. Listen, I think this is a game, and you know, and as I turn to today, because you have to turn the page from last right. night, you can sit there. I saw some tweets from people, and I get it, where Yankee fans were, you know, maybe I tweeted something, and then they responded to what I tweeted, you know, whatever, tough one, you just go keep going. And, like, Yankee fans were, like, inconsolable. Like, I'm seething. I can't function. I don't even want to talk to my family. I'm like, dude, get a grip. You're up 2-1. What? The hell's wrong with you, man? Dude, can't even look at my family? What are you talking about?
I mean, that was a bad loss.
It was. No. It was about as bad a loss as you can have for the two reasons. The unexpected nature. Number one of the comeback. Yeah. Then of the implosion. Think about this, Sal. How many times do you see... Now, it used to be this way back in the day. Where like, I could still see Darryl coming out after Labrador's home run in 96.
Yeah, yeah.
And a multitude of other moments. How often do you see the Yankee dugout explode?
Oh, well, because
I never see it. I don't mean in the dugout. I mean where they come out.
It was as... They were talking about that, John and Susan. It was as great of a moment as you could have. It was the... All the pent up, I don't even want to say frustration, but like waiting for Judge to have that exact moment. It was... The stage was set. And the superstar delivered. And, yeah, I mean, just sheer excitement, jubilation, whatever you want to say, they went absolutely nuts. And the Dev Stanton on top of that. See, that's where...
I thought he missed first base.
They challenged it, obviously.
Well, I know, but he actually turned around to look at the Yankee dugout. I'm like, what the... We were making dinner. We had a football game, so we get in. We're kind of catching up on demand right. on DVR. So as we get up, I'm like, wait, don't tell me he missed first base.
The reason why I thought, BT, it was such a... Like, that moment... It was more than a sweep. You started to think in that moment, at least I did, and you know me, I've been critical of the Yankees here, said I need to see more, Well, with that Judge homer washed down by Stanton homer, I'm thinking, okay, now they're ready to go win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Not, well, they're going to beat the Guardians. Now they're ready to go win a World Series. And just as you start to think that, or at least for me, then you have the greatest assets that they've had in the postseason so far, both of them with Weaver and Holmes, give it up, which means you have a series. Doesn't mean it's over, obviously. Like, oh, the Yankees can't recover. They're the Yankees, and it's the Guardians still. Of course they can recover. But now it's a series, and all of a sudden you find yourself with Luis Gil on the mound in a game where you kind of have to win tonight.
You don't know what he's giving you. And I'll do this a little later. I looked at some of the... I really dove into Gavin Williams, who's pitching for the Guardians. I'll do that. I don't want to do that now. I don't want to, you know, just throw numbers at you, whatever. But, yeah, I'll tell you why it's a very favorable matchup for right. the Yankees. But one thing they got to clean up is this: the base running is beyond inept. It is embarrassing. When Trevino, I can see if Volpe gets picked off being aggressive or Jazz Chisholm. Where the hell is Trevino going? Mm. I mean, he's one of the five or six slowest guys in baseball. So that happened. Then Volpe got bailed out when he was on the run and the beautiful play at second base, and he made the big turn. He was kind of hung up. And then obviously the Guardians tried to nail him at third, and the ball popped out of Ramirez's goal. He got lucky. They have been picked off three times in the playoffs. Three.
Yeah.
And last night, Volpe should have been out at third base. They must clean that up. If they do... I mean, even if they don't, I still think there's a chance that they win. But if they do, there's no doubt that they win.
Well, they've been getting away with that stuff, which is why I've been saying they got to play better before I say that they're just going to go on and win the World Series. If they continue that type of play, eventually they're going to get burned. Yesterday, for a game, they got burned.
I need a number before we get these calls. Scale of 1 to 10, the game-winning home run sails into the Cleveland night, 1 being unhappy, 10 being euphoric. What number was Sal sitting there watching the sail out into the deep Ohio night?
I would not say euphoric. What I would say is relief. To a point, and because of you, I blame you. Because even my wife, we're watching the games together.
Uh-huh.
Even my wife was saying, like, oh, you and BT, because whatever it was, yesterday, the other day, she was listening, and we're going, she's like, oh, good, stay in your ground. We're going back and forth about the Mets and Yanks, whatever.
She's hyping up her man, she's stay in your ground, honey.
Yeah, right, and I'm like, hey, don't worry about it, I got this, what do you think this is?
But yeah, I got you.
I know. But then, like, so, and it's not just her, like, uh-huh. It's the Met fan, Yankee fan thing.
Yep, yep.
People knowing.
It's popping up.
100%.
There's no doubt it's popping up.
So after yesterday, 100, you with the air out of the balloon. Like, I was telling her, even before that happened, I was like, I need the, you don't understand. She's like, why are you so, what's wrong with you? Like, you just got home, relaxed. And I'm like, I need the Yankees to lose. I'm telling you, I need.
I hear the same thing. She's like, why are you, because now I told, and I even said this on the air, like, now I'm actively rooting for the Mets to lose. Not because I want the Mets to lose, I want to beat the Mets in the World Series, or at least face them, and then I think that we win, whatever. I got to a point, now this is just as honest as I can be. I get tired of this guy every day. Yankees win, it's not good enough. Well, they won 5-2, not good enough, 3-2. Like, I'm defending Yankee wins. Now, from my perspective, I'm defending Yankee wins, and this guy's team is losing 9-0, 8-0. Oh, wasn't as bad as it looked. Oh, 10-2, really not as bad as it looked. And I'm like, you know, screw this. I can't take it anymore. I want the Mets to get destroyed. Right. And I will say, when Betts, what did the Mets hit? Yes.
The homer off of Maton, that was
I actually... I let out a loud cheer because of you.
I didn't even cheer. You're being nasty when it comes to the Mets. I didn't even cheer. I just was like, thank God I don't have to deal with that arrogance for a day. Put him in the sports gods. You went after the sports gods yesterday.
Little
karma. Got
you back
at least for a day. Cologne is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Hey, boys. Listen, I was a gut-wrenching loss yesterday. You know, it was a couple of things that really, sticks out. You know, Judge finally had his moment, you know, a big home run against Class A, and then nobody's going to remember it because the game was a loss. And then what made it worse is that Clay Holmes who lost the game, a blown save. All these flashbacks from the summertime from all the blown saves.
Hmm.
Now when he comes in next time in the 6th or 7th, we're going to worry about Clay Holmes again.
Can I give you one thing? Forget about, you know, the rest of this. And thanks for the call there, buddy. You said nobody's going to remember the home run. Well, and I know you don't mean that literally. Here's the thing, though. All right, so there's the Yankee moment, which they would have Yankee-ographied if they went on to win the World Series. But okay, so that's one thing. That's the Yankee moment, Reggie, all the moments, Jeter. We know the moments, right? But then, and this to me is more important, because if he couldn't do this, there would be no Yankee moments. Dispelling the notion he can't crush in October. By the way, last 5 games for Aaron Judge, OPS 1100. I know they lost the game, and it was a gut-wrenching, you know, searing loss. It was a tough one. And that Yankee moment kind of dissipates, but Judge has now found his footing. And I expect a couple of hits, and I wouldn't be surprised if Judge goes yard today.
Right, the one thing
he's loosened up, man.
The one thing that was ended last night, if there was any doubt about Judge and his ability to perform in the clutch, you can't hit a bigger home run.
Yep.
Against the best closer on the road, your team trailing in the game, late in the game, and you hit that game-tying home run. Like, Stan's home run was great to give him the lead. The home run to get you from behind, to tie the game, or to give you the lead if you're trailing. Like, when you're trailing and you hit those home runs.
It was his first high-leverage situation go-ahead home run ever in the postseason from the 7th inning on. First.
So we've been waiting for that.
That's right.
And he had that. And that will not be taken away.
All right. 888-881-9. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Back to these Met and Yankee calls. Met fans. So as we get to the Met calls, because we started the show with this, and of course Yankee fans jump in, we are curious, like, you know, are you feeling good? I know you're not feeling great. I get that. But is there any confidence? Is it just complete and utter despair? Is there resignation that the Dodgers are simply better? What are you feeling? I mean, just very curious what the Met fan is feeling right now. And the Yankee fan. Although the Yankee fan feeling a little bit better. Gavin Williams, who's pitching tonight for the Guardians, did pitch against the Yankees August 22nd at the stadium. Yankees won 6-0. And guess who went yard? Judge and Stanton.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, doesn't mean it's going to happen again, but
either way, I'm honestly just excited that it's at least a series now. Like, I get it. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm certainly not rooting for the Yankees because of you or whatever. We want to have fun with that, but I do want to watch a series. And it's in part why it's disappointing about the Mets, where it really hasn't been a competitive series so far. But we have a series, and the Mets will play Game 5 today. Yankees will play Game 4 later on tonight. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going? So good. I'm turning 50 tomorrow, and I'm going to the Met game. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. So
happy birthday, man.
Last week. Thank you.
Yep.
So I bought tickets last week. Me and my young adult son were going to the game. And when I bought the ticket, I said, listen, either they're going to win a game, right? It's a game 5, or maybe this will be the last game. But if it's the last game, I'm like, just stand up and cheer, because much like how the Knicks did, they left everything out there. And this is a team that has to be applauded even before they played the Dodgers. So I'm going in with this. I'm psyched about the game. I'm going to be mellow throughout. I'm going to stuff my face with Citi Field food.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to cheer.
That's the point. And have a happy birthday, Mike.
That's
and hopefully
great.
The Mets give you a nice birthday present with a win. But that's the point, BT. Like, if the Mets lose today, Then you could talk about, yeah, you know, celebrate this team or however you feel about the loss in the series, the ending of the season. However you want to do that after. But now's not the time to be looking at it anything other than they have a game today. You have an opportunity as a fan to either go to a Game 5 NLCS or go home and watch a Game 5 NLCS. And as fans, that's all we could ask for. Like, everybody wants the World Series. It's not realistic that you're going to win a championship every year. If the Knicks give you a deep run in the playoffs or a playoff appearance, you take it. Rangers, yep. Yanks, Mets, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That's why the Yanks have been so great. They do that every year. So especially for the Mets, you should be appreciating what they've given you this year.
You should. And I don't know where specifically or why it changed, but somewhere along the line, and I don't remember it being this way listening to Mike and Chris and the fan, I mean, back yeah. in the day. Like, we have gone to now a place of sports fans where we get wrapped up in legacies and off-season and draft choices and just enjoy what's in front of you. We'll get to that stuff.
You're right. It's always about what's next. Okay, well, we will discuss what's next. When it's time to discuss what's next, not today, and it's not time for doom and gloom. Like, think about it as a sports fan, how often it's doom and gloom. It's almost always doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. Now it's not doom and gloom.
None of our teams, yeah. Well, except the Jets a little bit. And maybe the Giants.
And even them, it's disappointing. But
there's still drama, there's still stories. Yeah, they still have Adams. I got you.
We'll get to that stuff.
Yeah.
But right now with the Mets specifically, like, they're in the middle of a series. You started to feel a little bit of negativity yesterday, which is why I was trying to say, no, come on, it's 2-1. All right, you might have expected this, and that's why you were a little worried, but just worry about it after the fact. When you're in it, be in it. Allie is calling from Mayapak. What's up, Allie?
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Hey, Thanks
for taking my call.
You got it.
Just want to release a little of my Yankee agita. What a game last night. I mean, really, that's October baseball, so you have to be happy as a baseball fan to see that. But that being said, I'm curious if you guys should have walked Noel and pitched to Jimenez instead, considering he has come through with those big home runs. And then, secondly, what is with the – I hate, when you have a 1-2 count like Holmes did, and you throw the guy anything floating to hit out into the stratosphere, will drive you completely bonkers.
Could always second guess, Al. Al, you know that. It sounds like you've been watching the game for a while. Thanks for the call. You can always second guess. And there's always this thought, or there's also this thought that maybe less for the Met fan, but certainly from a Yankee perspective, that winning, getting to and winning the World Series is easy. Like, you're not going to have moments where, your closer gives up a couple of runs, or your stud is, A-Rod or whomever. Pick any Yankee legends, mired in a 1-for-14 funk, where you kick the ball around, or whatever it might be. I mean, to win the World Series, it's hard. It's not easy.
Right. Obviously, you're going to go through things like this along the way. That's why you try to enjoy the ride. Hey, it was an awful loss for the Yankees last night. I wouldn't say that they would need to, BT, second guess Boone in that spot. Like, you've got your guys. Weaver hasn't been beaten at all. I know you gave the home run on the Ramirez the other day in Game 2, but I'm talking about beating, blowing a game. I don't think anybody thought that was going to happen. Now, what we've learned here, and we shouldn't have known this anyway, good hitters in the postseason can hit fastballs. If you throw them, whether it's Judge, Stanton, Noel, whatever it may be, they can fry. Like, you're going to be able to hit. And those guys, maybe that was the most shocking thing. I mean, they were no doubt about
both
it.
Both of those were. Like, it's missiles. Funny. With Judge, I'm like, maybe a double. With Stanton, I'm like, maybe. With both of those moonshots, I'm like, it lights out. They're both done.
Right. So we've seen good closers get beat. And, I mean, if you can't hit a fastball, you shouldn't be in the big leagues. Were they both? Weaver had to be, right?
Weaver was a 3-2 fastball. Right. Holmes was he didn't go to the slider.
I mean, it was straight as an arrow.
Because it was a man on, but yeah, I thought it was either a sinker, which is his main pitch, that did. Because Colt asked me that, and I rewound it, and my stupid DVR was all messed up. it drives me freaking nuts.
Yeah, yesterday, mine wasn't working either.
Oh, my God. So every time I rewound it, I got to the place, and then I tried to slow motion, and it just jetted 30 seconds back. I'm like, I don't know. What pitch. I'll tell you tomorrow. But I did see the rotation. I thought it was something off speed.
Okay. Well, either way.
Or a sinker that didn't bite, or that didn't drop.
Class A, what made me think of this even before the Weaver, giving up the home run or Holmes, Class A comes in, he's throwing power. He's throwing gas.
Always does.
Power versus power. Mm. But generally in that spot, if you throw a fastball straight, a good hitter is going to make you pay for it.
Yes, but usually good fastballs aren't straight. To me, the thing that would worry me the most, and this goes back to Jim Leyritz with Wallers with the stupid slider from his perspective. To me, I mean, if you have a fastball that's located and it's got a little run on it, you're going to be in much better shape than that curveball that doesn't hang or that changeup that doesn't dart.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Tom is in West Babylon. What's up, Tom?
Hey, BT, Sal. Wow. I took my son and my grandson to the game.
Nice.
My grandson caught a ball.
Wow.
Shook Darryl Strawberry's hand, Dwight Gooden, took a picture with Mr. Met. What a night.
Wow.
This is a magical season, guys.
Did he meet Grimace?
Magical. This is...
Oh, God.
Yes, he did. Matter of fact, he did. He did everything. He wouldn't stop eating. But Sal and BT, that was priceless. I mean, we didn't win, but this is... this can't end like this, man. It can't.
Well,
you gotta believe...
I meant to be real. It might. So you can't say it can't end like this. It might. You don't know. But you got to enjoy it while you're there. And it sounds like you did, Tom, you and your son. And thank you for the call. That's the point. We're here at a very special time with both these teams. Mets and Yankees giving us games all week long. That's what you want. Obviously, you want the result to be better. It's been disappointing with the Mets in this series. And with the Yankees disappointing for a day yesterday. But ultimately, we got a chance to do it again today. There's nothing better than going to or going home and turning on these playoff games.
No, of course not. But I just want to read Tommy's mind. I think I know what he means. He said it can't end this way. I don't think he meant it won't end this way. I think what he's saying is, I really feel like I'm on, and he's not with us, so I can't, I can't ask him. But I think what he meant was, the way the season's gone and the night that I just had with my great, it can't end this way. Like we're going to lose. It can't be 10-2 and zero energy and a half empty stadium. Like the Mets don't. I'll say it. This Mets team doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, I mean.
I get it, but they might.
No, I'm saying it might. I wouldn't get caught up in it. Well, it can't be like this. No, it can.
But I think he acknowledges on his own level that it might happen.
Right.
I think he's saying emotionally, it can't happen. Like, this can't be the script.
You think they're
it's not fair almost.
Do you think they're pushing it back to game six for LA, in LA? Your gut, deep down your gut.
Boy, I pretty much nailed every Mets game so far this series. I'm going to answer that later. I'm honestly not sure yet.
And by the way, I will say that the series has played out, not results-wise the way that I thought, but we said it before the series. For the Mets to be in the series and win it, they're going to have to hit.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are going to score runs against the Mets pitching. You knew that was going to happen. The difference is the Mets in prior postseason series were playing it close, keeping it close, and then late they'd explode. That wasn't going to work against this team who's loaded offensively. So 2-0, instead of keeping it 2-0 at bay and giving the Mets a chance or 2-1, it turns to 4-0. It turns to 7-2. And quickly it gets out of hand. That can't happen. The Mets have to score early and often. That's how they're going to get back in the series. They got to hit.
Listen, I got a couple of more weeks in me, as we all do, if this thing keeps going for the Yankees and the Mets. But I'm going to tell you this right now. So if it's Yankees-Dodgers in the World Series, I'm a rabid dog. If it's Yankees-Mets, I'm a rabid dog times a million. If it's Dodgers-Guardians, there's a good chance I won't watch one pitch.
I'm out.
I'm out. There is a chance, and it's our favorite sport. Yeah. I'm going to see you next season.
No interest, especially after investing all that we did with the Mets and the Yanks. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. More of your calls and get into the Mets point about, you have something else you wanted to get to?
No, I guess something on some of the Yanks. Okay. But finish your thought.
Well, I was just going to say maybe go over the pitching we expect today.
Yes.
Peterson.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I think I know how they want it to line up, but if there's a little curveball, what's the answer to that? And I want your answer
to the curveball. Okay, so we'll do that when we come back. It's better over
here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.